Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you each week. And this program and this series of programs is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. Age-Friendly Rhode Island is a coalition of community and state agencies, healthcare and social service providers, older adults, advocacy and faith-based organizations, as well as businesses and academic institutions that are dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. You can learn more and join their wonderful effort to build an age-friendly Rhode Island right here at www.agefriendlyri.org. And you also can find them on Facebook and on Twitter, the @agefriendlyri. Well, we are scheduled to have on the program Dan Buettner, who is really quite an amazing icon in the field of understanding what it takes for people to live and thrive in their later years. And we're waiting for him to call in. But in the meantime, let me tell you about Dan Buettner. Again, I'm really very pleased to have him on the program. He is the best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, of The Blue Zones. And The Blue Zones are amazing. In these books, basically what he has done is he's traveled all over the world and he has found the solution. He's found the people who are the healthiest, who are the happiest, who've lived the longest. And he's written several books on this. One is called The Blue Zones of Happiness, The Blue Zone Solutions, which is eating and living like the world's healthiest people. Then The Blue Zone second edition is 9 Lessons for Living Longer from the people who've lived the longest. And this is a New York Times bestseller. And again, Dan Buettner's traveled around the globe, and he has uncovered the best strategies for longevity found in the Blue Zones, places in the world where higher percentages of people enjoy remarkably long, full lives. And he talks about his recipe, and he talks about the unique findings. So hopefully we're going to hear from him, and we're going to talk to Dan. He also works with National Geographic and, again, has been an award winner. He is an explorer, an educator, an author, a producer, a storyteller, and a public speaker. And he co-produced the Emmy award-winning documentary and holds 3 Guinness records for endurance cycling. And again, he's founder of Blue Zones and Blue Zones, Inc. So what we're going to do is take a very, very quick break, and hopefully Dan is going to call in. And I'm going to tell you more about his work and his book right here on The Patricia Raskin Show on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.
Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and we are back. And I'm very excited to let you know that we are back with Dan Buettner. Hello, Dan Buettner.
Hi. Happy Saturday.
Good. So glad you could be on the program. I just told our audience all about you in our first break and of all the amazing things that you've done. So now we can just get right to it. You know, let's go back a few years. I mean, you started the first Blue Zones when? When was that?
I got the assignment from National Geographic in 2003. Mm-hmm. And we spent 2 years with demographers just finding these pockets around the world where people live the longest.
Wow.
And if you want to do a project like this responsibly, you have to really make sure people are living as long as they say they are and not just exaggerating their age like we found in places like Vilcabamba Valley of Ecuador or Soviet Georgia.
Wow. So, you know, we're talking about positive aging. So I want to focus on The Blue Zones, The 9 Lessons for Living Longer. So tell us about those. Where did you find these people? What do they do that's right? What are we not doing that maybe shouldn't? We could be doing better.
I'm on hold.
So about 20% of how long you live is genes, and the other 80% is your lifestyle and your environment.
Wow. So, wow. I didn't know that.
So we, in a sense, reverse engineered longevity.
Dan, we're hearing some static in the background. Somehow. No?
I don't think it's my background.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. We're listening. So 20% is genes, and 80% is lifestyle and environment.
Right. So we, in a sense, reverse engineered longevity by finding the longest-lived men in Sardinia, the longest-lived women in Okinawa, and then on the island of Ikaria, Greece, we found the people living about 8 years longer than Americans with no dementia. In the United States, we found the longest-lived people among the Seventh-day Adventists in Loma Linda, California. And then most interestingly, I think, in the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, it's a population of people about 2.5 times more likely to live to 100 than in the United States. And they spend about 1/15 the amount we do on health care.
Wow. Okay, Dan, what are they doing that's right? That's what I want to know. That's what we all want to know.
Okay, first of all, they're eating mostly a plant-based diet. About 90% of their calories come from plants. And there are four foods that no matter where you go and you find long-lived people, they're eating the same ones. Grains, whole grains, greens, nuts, and beans.
Okay.
And some tubers in some places. Mm-hmm. So if you're eating about a cup of beans a day, it's probably adding about 4 to 5 years to your life expectancy over eating no beans at all.
Wow.
They have a strong sense of purpose. If you wake up in the morning and you know exactly what you're going to do with your life, it adds about 7 years to your life expectancy.
This is amazing.
You know, it's adding up a number of little things. So the average American, your listener, should be able to live about 12 years longer on average than they are.
Wow.
And it's just a matter of doing the right things for long enough, and so many of them are so easy.
So I just want to recap for people who've just tuned in. We have with us on the phone Dan Buettner, who is a National Geographic Fellow, New York Times bestselling author. He's an explorer, educator, producer, storyteller. He's an Emmy Award-winning documentary producer, as well as a New York Times bestseller of The Blue Zones, all of the books of The Blue Zones. And these are where the healthiest people and the longest living people on the planet are living. And he traveled the globe and found these, started in 2003. And this program is sponsored by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. And I'm thrilled that we could have Dan on this program. So, Dan, let me ask you this, because, you know, Alzheimer's is rampant. I mean, we're reading books that are telling us in this country that at the age of 86, 40 or 50% of people will get Alzheimer's. Address that. And if you're telling me that you're traveling to countries around the world and you're not seeing that with people who are centenarians or 90 years old or 80 years old, what's going on?
Yeah. So Ikaria, Greece, they have about 1/10 the rate of dementia that we do in the United States. And Okinawa has about 1/5. So we could probably lower our chances of Alzheimer's by about a factor of 3 by becoming a vegetarian. That's the best research. That's probably the most powerful thing you can do, is cut out animal products, which I know is an inconvenient message, but across the board, we're seeing plant-based diets are producing sharper minds.
Even fish, Dan, even fish included in that?
Fish is not so clear.
Okay.
In Blue Zones, on average, we did a meta-analysis of all five diets for the past 100 years, and they're on average eating fish about twice a week. And they're eating meat, mostly pork, by the way, about 5 times a month, and a portion about the size of a deck of cards.
Okay.
So they're not depriving themselves of this of eating meat. It's just a celebratory food or something you do on Sunday.
What about exercise? And then we'll get to attitude. What about exercise?
Well, this is going to shock you.
Go ahead.
They don't exercise.
Really?
But
they walk all the time, right?
They walk all the time. Remember I said 80% is lifestyle and environment?
Yeah.
I'm emphasizing the environment. They live in places where every time they go to a friend's house or out to eat or to work, at occasions a walk, they all have gardens into their 90s and 100s. and their homes are not full of the mechanized conveniences that do our work for us. They're grinding corn by hand or kneading bread by hand or doing yard work. So my team figures they're nudged. I think that's on your end.
Okay. All right. We're good. Go ahead. So again, they're moving all the time.
Yeah, they're nudged into physical activity about once every 20 minutes or so.
Yeah. So it's always moving. You know, I have to tell you, when I was just starting out in all of this, I studied the Hunzas. And I remember they were the longest living centenarians then. I'm going back probably into the 70s, but that's what I was reading at the time. And what I learned is that they walked 8 miles a day. They were living in an area with very clean air. So they were breathing oxygen that was very clean. And that was the thing I remembered most. And they were peaceful. And, of course, they ate off the land. But that's what I remember from the 70s when that was the research that was done then.
Yeah. The problem is that at Hunza Valley in Pakistan, that's been debunked because what happens there are no birth records. And what reliably happens when there are no birth records, people turn 80 and they don't really celebrate birthdays. So they don't quite remember how old they are. And then the next year they're 82 and then the next year they're 85. There's across the board, there's age exaggeration. So we don't believe the Hunza Valley was actually very long lived.
Interesting.
So, and that's why it's so important to do this stuff. But, you know, before we certify a blue zone, we look at birth records of a swath of people born 100 years ago, and we follow those individuals for 100 years, and we adjust for immigration and emigration. And they're either alive or dead. If they're alive, you count them, and then you get the accurate measurement.
Right.
So.
What else do you want us to know? Not just about that, but also attitude. People are so fearful and worried. We have so much anxiety and depression in our country.
It's hard to outrun that, but I'll tell you about the best thing you can do for the long run is curate a group of 4 or 5 friends. And when I say friends, these are people you can count on a bad day, not just sort of Facebook friends. And I wouldn't tell you to dump your old friends, but I would say if you proactively bring people into your immediate circle who are vegetarian or plant-based, whose idea of recreation is walking or bowling or gardening or biking, who have a curious mind, that is all contagious. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to longevity, mm-hmm. there's no short-term fix. There's no pill. There's no supplement. There's no hormone. There's no 800 number you can call on late night TV and take a pill that's going to make you live longer. To live a long time, you have to think about strategies that are going to last years or decades. And your friends have measurable impact on your own behavior for as long as they're friends. And friends tend to be long-term adventures.
All right. Dan, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back and talk more to Dan Buettner, who is the author of several books. The Blue Zones books, Thrive, Finding Happiness the Blue Zones Way, Blue Zones, Lessons from Living Longer from the People Who Have Lived the Longest. He's traveled the world, and he's found these zones, and he's sharing with us the amazing statistics about people around the world who are living healthier and happier and longer and what we can learn from that. This program is brought to you by HGF-friendly Rhode Island, and we will be right back right after the break, right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. I'm Patricia Raskin.